Hello and welcome to this 22nd episode of Living Off the Grid in the City with your host Hector Vladimir. Today is the 16th of December 2015.
Edited and updated June 15th, 2024.
And today I'd like to discuss a very interesting and mind-probing topic of perpetual motion and free energy claims. Facts or fiction? These are the ones I'm going to mention here. Claims of supposed free energy taps, free energy engines, free energy sources that anyone attempting to get off the grid can look into and even build, create, or purchase. I'm going to go over the main ones that are out there that
people and
companies claim, even companies, that's right, claim that they work, they have discovered a source of energy for nothing, which directly violates a very basic and established law of physics, the law of thermodynamics, specifically the conservation of energy, which states that there is no such thing as a free lunch. Energy can either be created nor destroyed from nothing. It is only transferred. So these companies, groups, individuals, a lot of them claim that they have violated this law. Even on national news, they have appeared on respected journalistic newspapers and magazine articles. They have written and given interviews on these medias, which are not so much of a surprise for me, but they come as a surprise that they get this much attention. And without further ado, we'll dive in. First, magnetic motors and magnetic engines. Lots of claims out there about magnetic motors, engines, wheels, about having discovered or harnessed the power of magnets to create a perpetually turning wheel or motor, which in turn generates power via a regular magnetic coil generator. Many of the claims, if not all, in my view, are bogus. These, if ever, detail the technologies they present. The people that claim, the groups that claim the technologies, if not always, present their technologies very briefly. Without much technical explanation, they hardly ever invite anyone to take a look at the technology for criticism, for peer review, to validate. The ones that do are often, if not always, found to be bogus and fake. So look it up. They're all over YouTube and many other websites about these wheels full of magnets in a circular arrangement or array, turning endlessly, usually by the spin of the wheel, just to get it started. And off it goes, non-stop, till the end of time. I had researched this phenomena some years ago and found out that this is very much an impossibility, because magnets, when they are arrayed and they are attempted to be repelled in a circular arrangement, they only repel for a very limited time and then cancel each other out. The circular movement stops and is basically halted by this naturally occurring cancellation of the magnetic fields. So no matter what arrangement they have, there hasn't been, to my knowledge, to my brief research, a valid rotary wheel magnetic perpetually running engine. You're more than welcome to research it, as I did, and my prediction is that you will be let down. The next bogus technology that is out there claiming to provide you with endless amounts of energy, with a relentless and not stopping source of energy, is the use of water wheels or paddle wheels that work with a water stream or any kind of running water. First of all, although the physics are real, running water will turn a wheel, which in turn can turn a generator. The speed that such wheel turns in is very slow and very insignificant to generate any kind of charge, any kind of energy to charge even a small battery bank, which will not get you much energy whatsoever. And failing at the claim of being a perpetual energy source, streams and rivers do have slow times, even times of almost still water or not running water, so even the speed of the water flow within that river or stream will fluctuate, providing even less predictable and reliable energy. So it is by far not a reliable and perpetual energy source, and it is not significant enough to be even called an energy source. Unless you live near the rapids, which very few people live near any type of rapids because of the expense, because of the protected status of any area where rapids exist, and also because of the danger of living near such violent running water. This is, for the most part, an impractical and very inconvenient and unreliable energy source. So do not buy for 1 minute that a paddle wheel installed in a river or running stream will provide you with any kind of substantial energy. And the cost to maintain such system is just prohibitive and energy inefficient, energy negative, meaning that it takes most likely more energy to keep up such system than just to forget about it. Move on to the next energy source or energy machine
that claims
to have a endless or nearly endless supply of power. Gravity machines. I have seen a few even demonstrations of such machines that work with nothing but the force of gravity, which is a very mysterious force. But just as mysterious is the mechanics of such machines, such claims, the validity of such claims. So be very
wary
when it comes to claims about gravity machines. This is because gravity only works with kinetic potential, meaning that you need to get a certain mass, weight, body high up in the air before it drops, meaning that the energy that you may be able to harness by the drop of such body will be used up, if not all, majority of it will be used up just getting that body up to the point where it can drop again. On Earth and perhaps throughout the universe, gravity works towards the center, a force pushing or pulling, however you want to see it, towards the center of a body mass. However small or big it may be, they all work basically the same way. As far as gravity goes, everything falls towards the center. So you must get a mass up away from the center, in our case, from the center of the Earth, for it to have enough kinetic energy to drop. Nothing can drop, in practical terms, past ground level. That's just a basic fact. Thus, you cannot have a machine that violates this fact that it will take energy to give that body enough kinetic potential to be able to have any kind of energy released from falling or being pulled by gravity. They do have machines that, using this
potential,
this kinetic
potential
and kinetic energy, they can run for a long time. But I am yet to see a machine where you can harness that power. You can research into this and, again, be disappointed, most likely than not. But it is just something that it is a bogus claim as far as my knowledge. Okay, moving on to the next claim of perpetual running energy sources. Magnetic field devices. I have seen on YouTube and other video and websites about some mysterious and very funny looking, very suspect magnetic devices with a coil attached to it and somehow absorbing energy from its environment, from the machine's environment, and directing that energy to, you know, either a little running fan, a little running motor. I've seen them out there on silent videos where no word is spoken, just a few minutes long. And this little machine is just a magnet on a circular coil of wire attached to it, sometimes with a zip tie and a couple of wires, negative and positive, I suppose, coming out of the coil and attached to a little motor, which apparently the machine is running the motor. It's a little DC, small RC car motor, those little motors that most RC toy cars bring, which are about a nickel in diameter. And they just basically are pulling everyone's leg. These are complete hoaxes. Don't buy those for a minute. And even if true, the energy produced is by their own admission, by their own videos that they show, it is just negligible. It is insignificant, and it is energy that you couldn't even charge a cell phone with. So if there is some truth to this, it is not yet, not by far, ready for any kind of substantial energy source, much less and not even close to providing free energy in any substantial way. Moving on to the next one, black boxes. There are claims about black boxes with mysterious mechanics and mysterious workings whose insides are not even explained, shown, or not even depicted with any kind of diagram, drawing, or even a sketch. I call them black boxes, but they could be any kind of device, machine, supposed machines, whose inner workings are just covered by a cover box, not necessarily black, but it's just not shown due to supposed protection of the technology, patents that are pending on it, and the secrecy is just so much because it is just such a life-changing and world-changing technology that they rather not disclose. Apparently they may want to look for some investment before they come out in the light with the technology and its workings, and that by itself makes the claim very unlikely to be true. Vertical wind energy generators. Vertical wind energy generators are nothing but wind turbines which are fashioned or set up on a vertical manner. They have the airfoil surfaces on a vertical array. They can range from 2, 3 and many dozens of blades depending on the size. These machines do work with the wind. They do turn a lot of them. They're not by far as efficient as the conventional horizontal blade machines or the conventional wind turbines because of turbulence. These machines have been proven to have a lot of drag, thus preventing high efficiencies when it comes to generating power and torque. Large-scale projects have been planned, and there are a few videos and websites on those, but I'm yet to find out about any real large-scale or even medium-scale projects out there. I have not seen any of those built, and it is perhaps because of the turbulence issue, which has not yet been resolved. To my knowledge, there are studies proving of this turbulence issue. However, the machines do work. Even with some of the turbulence, there are some designs out there that are supposed to minimize the turbulence and apparently work better. Look those up. However, the wind is not a perpetual or free source of energy. The wind is very fluctuating in many areas of the country, even high wind areas of the country. It is not permanent. A lot of times it is not a reliable source of energy, especially for smaller or medium-sized projects. For any significant amount of energy to be generated, it has to be very large wind generators or wind turbines and very large arrays, meaning many of them spread over a significant amount of land, which is by far outside of any one person's expenditure and budget. These are projects from large multi-million dollar corporations and governments and the organizations which are sadly enough not affordable at all, thus not qualifying for a affordable or permanently running and much less as a free energy source. Moving on to the set of claims about free energy. Muscle power, that is human muscle power, sometimes claimed to be free energy source, no such thing. Muscles do need energy, and the human body is, as you may have found out, a very inefficient. However,
impressive it may be.
Why is it inefficient? Because just look at the amount of waste that humans produce and the amount of work that you can actually accomplish compared to the amount of energy that you have to take in. Humans consume a ridiculous amount of energy on a daily basis, monthly, yearly basis, not only in food, but in their own comfort and energy that is required to bring about the food energy that they need. Meaning that there is a obscene amount of energy being expended, used to keep humans warm, keep humans comfortable, keep humans entertained, and keep humans hydrated, fed, housed, and clothed. I mean, the energy required to do all that is ridiculous in comparison with the energy that you output. The amount of work that you output is just a fraction of the energy that you intake. The energy required, that is, for you to be able to put that little bit of work that you put during the week. Most of us anyway. Any kind of muscle power, such claims go with treadmills, stationary bikes, machines, are just ridiculous. They're just dumb and a energy deficient technology or machine where humans, however many, let's say thousands of them, running on treadmills, the energy that would be produced by such ridiculous machine would be energy deficient anyway. Next, supposed perpetually running machine, burning trash. I have seen this ridiculous claim on the web more than a few times. Burning trash is very difficult to harness energy from that. You may be able to harness heat and cut on your power bill for heating. But if you live in a country with cool weather outside of the tropics, this is just another bogus and fake claim. Burning trash is very energy deficient. You have to generate tons of trash, which beats the purpose of being off the grid, to be able to burn that trash for heat. You may cover some of your heat requirement if you live in a somewhat temperate zone. But if you live in an area that really gets cold, forget it. The fraction of heat that you will cover with the trash you produce by burning it is insignificant. A lot of the trash people produce cannot be burnt anyway. It is either plastic, metal, or other materials that are not recommended to burn. They're not easy to burn, or sometimes they just don't burn. So even if you produce nothing but paper and wood products, it would still be hard to be energy sufficient or energy positive, meaning you get more energy than what you put in to begin with. It is just ridiculous, and it is another bogus and baseless claim. Don't buy it, not for a minute. Believe me, I have hoped to find a claim that has a hint of truth to it about free energy machines, because like many, this is something that I wish were true. Some sort of energy source or machine that could free mankind from the drudgery, the stress, from the abuse, pain of having to perpetually produce, pay for, and work for energy. I wish it were true that there was a source of free energy. Maybe later, maybe someday, but as of yet, I'm yet to see a somewhat credible claim of a free or perpetually running free energy machine. Moving on to the next claim, wood chip furnace. Wood chip furnace has got plenty of truth about generating energy. You can have a furnace generate heat, perhaps run a turbine with the heat, perhaps use the heat to cover your heating needs of your home. However, it does take energy to create that heat. It does take energy to chip that wood, perhaps a big diesel engine running that wood chipper, or big gasoline engine running that wood chipper, which does take tons of energy to chip wood. Wood is hard to cut, takes a lot of muscle power to chop each log to the size where the wood chipper will take it in and spend its energy to chip the wood or grind it. Wood dust, however the wood chipper works, it does take a massive amount of energy. So this machine does not qualify as a perpetual or free energy machine, and it does not even qualify as an efficient power source. So just put it down if you think wood chip furnaces will get you off the grid for free or even for a low cost. This is a good alternative to other fuels such as gasoline and diesel, but it's not such a good alternative to natural gas or propane. It takes less energy to use propane or even natural gas to create heat than it is to chip wood to burn it like that, generating that heat. Stealing energy. Stealing energy is perhaps about the only credible, somewhat perpetual, free energy source that I have seen online, as sad and disturbing as it sounds. There are many ways to steal energy. I will not go into the intricacies of such practice, as you may already know, is an illegal act and can get you in a heap of trouble. So I recommend you, by all means, to attempt not to do such act. Stealing energy is not only dangerous to you and others, but stealing energy may be more times than not energy deficient, meaning that it takes more energy to steal energy than the energy that you actually produce or steal. Mainly because eventually most will get caught, and eventually most will end up having to pay for a lot of that energy back, whether in lost time, sitting in jail, paying hefty fines, bail bonds, lawyer fees, and just the lost income from jail time. Stealing energy can be performed many different ways: AC, alternating current taps, DC or direct current taps, and other ways. But it is, however, the closest thing that I've seen to a free energy machine, a free energy tap, only because the price is not paid by that person stealing that energy. But it is, however, not free. It is paid by the one being stolen from. Battery charge theft is not a free energy source. It is a free energy source for that thief that steals the charge for batteries. And these are people that have lots of batteries, which they carry around, and they have chargers. They plug those chargers into people's outlets, whether in homes, business, or commercial facilities. A lot of people do that from work. They steal power from work, charge the batteries, and then they go take these batteries home to replace discharged batteries at their home. They usually have a battery bank that runs either their home or part of their home, equipment in their home, and these batteries are basically cycled in and out. Some people do this at nearby McDonald's or restaurants that have power outlets for laptops, and they readily charge these batteries at these locations. This is not, again, a free energy source. It is being paid by someone, and it is energy consuming. Although it may not be negative, it is pretty close to being neutral, energy neutral. It does take energy, a lot of energy, to transport and keep cycling these batteries around and keep a good battery charge, and it is just inconvenient. It could raise eyebrows and have you get into trouble, perhaps charged with power theft, or at the very least embarrassed in public doing such practice. Believe me, if you steal, you will probably end up doing it as a habit, very habitually, and you will end up having a routine, going to the same place probably at the same time and very regularly, and you will eventually be noticed and at the very least embarrassed or even arrested.
Kinetic perpetual motion machine, I mentioned that earlier, and it is basically refuted and denied its status as a free source of energy by the law of thermodynamics, where no energy can be created nor destroyed for free. Thus, it is scratched as a free energy source. Stealing, as I mentioned before, is not by far a free energy source. Okay, moving on with the next claim. Mobile wind generators. This is a possibility. You can attach a wind turbine to a vehicle. Most likely and most feasible is to do it on a pickup truck or large vehicle like an RV or van or flatbed or bigger truck. You can attach a small wind generator or wind turbine to a vehicle, and this, by the way, has to be a high-speed wind turbine. Can't be just a household or a residential or a commercial static, designed to be static windmill. It has to be a wind generator that will be able to handle high speeds, usually a small blade wind generator, and this can be attached to a vehicle that moves regularly, perhaps a delivery truck or any kind of commercial truck or vehicle, to go ahead and generate energy to charge batteries. But the size of the generator will determine the torque, and the torque will determine how much power is generated. So even though you have a small generator with very high speeds that moves quite often, for example in a delivery truck, the power generated will be confined to a battery bank or batteries within that truck. And once those batteries are charged, they have to be moved, or the charge needs to be transferred to outside of the truck, away from the truck. So this takes energy to do and makes it a not very efficient method of creating energy. You cannot have a wire attached to that truck since it's moving. It will be moving, it's mobile. So you cannot have energy being transmitted from that to another place. unless you manually carry batteries away from that truck on a regular basis, which is energy consuming, energy demanding. Animal power. Animal power is an option.
However, it is not a free energy source. Using animals for moving machinery, moving, for example, machinery that transfers mechanical energy. These are, for the most part, bulky and do take a lot of maintenance to maintain, build, do take funds to purchase. So they are not by far free energy or even less perpetual energy devices. Some of the other claims include bacterial energy. These claims conform to science, however fantastic they may be, but they are by no means technologies and machines that are available to most people, to everyday folks out here. So that, in my mind, classifies such machines or equipment or technologies as inaccessible and not as perpetual or free energy sources. Bacterial energy basically means you have to harness, collect, and keep bacteria or other organism that can eat raw material or process raw material and to convert those into sugars, and those sugars would need to be converted into energy via biofuels and used in a variety of other combustion technologies. Artificial photosynthesis is not a reality as of right now, as far as I can find on various online sources. Artificial photosynthesis is still in the lab. It is still a work in progress, and no breakthroughs or major landmarks have been achieved for that. As far as I can find, nothing has come out of that as far as free energy machines or perpetual running machines that are available to any folk. Fusion or plasma generators, again, well outside of anyone's lifetime savings or budget. It is still an experimental technology that has not been released in any way or form. As far as I can find, it's a developing technology in its infancy, and it takes not one but many governments working together to make such technology even begin to take shape. So it is by no means an everyday free and much less perpetually running energy source. Cosmic rays, stuff of science fiction. Cosmic rays have been claimed by some to be able to be used as an energy source. If you find out how and who has such machine that can harness cosmic rays and convert those into usable energy, please let me know. Shoot me a message, email. I'll even take a phone call for such news.
And the same goes for all of the other perpetually running energy sources and technologies claims discussed here.
I'll be delighted to announce when such news arrives in any kind of credible fashion. Moving on, neutrinos. Neutrinos are extremely rare, yet highly energetic particles that exist in the universe. There has been some claims out there about people being able to catch neutrinos. As far as I could tell, neutrinos have been very rarely even detected by the most sophisticated equipment in the world. So I'm very skeptical of any claims of YouTube video producers having created a machine that can utilize neutrinos to power any kind of everyday device. So that is a claim that I utterly reject. Hydrolysis, or the use of hydrogen for power, is a reality. However, it is a very expensive reality, and it is only limited to vehicles and equipment. The technology is not yet for widespread sales, so don't count on it being available for widespread sales in the near future. However, hydrogen cars and even generators are available. However, I don't know how much and how popular they will get, since hydrogen, like any other fuel, is very energy consuming for processing. However, it is a renewable resource, unlike fossil fuels, so it does hold some promise. However, right now, that promise is yet to come. Look it up, do your research. Biofuel engines. Again, those are a reality right now. Biofuels can be defined as a organic-based fuel like ethanol and or vegetable oils. Those have been widely used since the mid-2000s, and you can look into those vehicles with E85 engines. are widely available, and they may at one point be, again, necessary and convenient to have. Gas prices, as I've mentioned, is not as expensive as it used to be. But the moment it does come up again, E85 fuel, which is 85% ethanol,
will be,
again, popular and a better than fossil fuel alternative. Same with vegetable oil. And that, my friends, will wrap up today's show. I appreciate you listening to this 22nd edition of Living Off the Grid in the City. I hope to attract you for the last two shows. Yes, the last two shows to make an even number of 24 shows for this
season. Other episodes will follow.
Please look for those and make sure you listen to all of the previous shows that I have very diligently put forth and make available for you. Again, this has been
Hector
Vladimir,
recorded in the
Georgia region. It has been a recording on the 16th of December 2015. Have a good one and see you next time.
Listening to this podcast. Please look for the next episode soon, and please ensure to share this with your friends and family. And please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support and for me to continue to provide this type of content to more people like you. Lastly, if you wish to support this content further, please visit the links provided in this publication. Thank you.